All right, so this is Mission Academy, operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc. Short day, September the 22nd, 2020 at 12:30. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendozamissionacademyhf.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. And just a reminder that our meeting is audio recorded and posted in the Charter School website. So we'll do a roll call and establish our quorum. Cheryl Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John George?
Present.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to ask Claudette to do that if everyone else will put their phone on mute.
All right, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So now we'll do staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. Thank you.
All right, and school staff.
Christine Catholic, Area Design Conduct.
This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Ed Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Gita Sharifi, MMAC CFO.
Okay. And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Thank you, everyone. So now we'll go to E, approve agenda for the September 22, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Has everyone had a chance to read this? And are there any questions or discussions? Okay, can I have a motion and a second?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve item E.
Barbara Willebrand, second. Claudia Beck has motioned and Barbara Willebrand has seconded, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Alright, so that has passed unanimously. So now we're on F. Approved minutes of the August 18, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. So everyone should have read this. Are there any questions or discussion? Can I have a motion and a second?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Member George seconds
the motion.
Okay, so Mike Malloy made the motion, and I'm not sure who seconded.
Let John second it.
Okay,
we all did it at the same time.
Yeah, John George seconded that.
All right, thank you. So now we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Deck?
Aye.
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's passed unanimously. So that's F. So now we're on 2, consent agenda. This is on page 12. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. 1, the board will be asked to approve revision to the 2020-21 Parent Student Handbook, revising the section on academic integrity and plagiarism. 2, the board will be asked to approve the updated Special Education Master Plan. Is there anyone who wants any of these removed for further discussion? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda, A, 1, and 2? All the Willebrand motion.
Oh.
And Barbara Willebrand motion and Claudette seconded. Okay.
There we go.
So Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Deck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So that has passed unanimously. Consent agenda A, 1, and 2. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, and provide directions to staff or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who would like to introduce herself? And Vanessa, has anyone contacted you?
Hi, this is Vanessa Mendoza reporting that no public comments were received via the email provided on the agenda. Thank you.
All right, so now we're on 4, school reports and information. This is our area superintendent update. Dr. Kasich.
Hi, board. I have a very short update today. I'd like to inform you that as of last week, we had 485 students, which is an increase of 46 students from our August board meeting, and we now have 6 graduates. We've also been very fortunate to receive 3 donations from the public for a total of $600 towards the purchase of Chromebooks for our students enrolling through the SAIA partnership. So these donations were designated to support the purchase of Chromebooks specifically for students enrolling with us who were referred from SAIA. And that's our partnership in LA with that serves our gang-affiliated population. We now have 25 students in grades 6 through 8 and the remainder of our students in high school. And I'd also like to take a moment to introduce Jenna Eunice, who I believe is on the line as well. She's our new principal for Mission Academy, joining us today to meet the board. So Jenna, would you like to say hi if you're able to?
Yes, hello board. This is Jenna Eunice. I am now principal at Mission Academy and look forward to working with you.
And that concludes my update to the board. Does the board have any questions or comments they would like to state?
Well, enrollment's really up. This is Carol Stanford. That's really good.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kasich.
Just quick, this is Board Member George. Can you clarify the source of the $600 in donations?
So we have 3 private individuals who donated various dollar amounts, and if you want exact numbers, I can email those to you. But we have sent a personal thank you letter to each individual with their donation.
That's just outstanding. Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? All right, that's super. So now let's go to 5A, action items. The board will be asked to approve the learning continuity plan for the 2020-21 school year. And Dr. Kasich, this is you.
Yes, thank you, Board President. All schools must adopt a learning continuity plan by September 30th. And was approved by the school's governing board, a copy of the plan will be posted to the school's website and also submitted to the school's authorizer and the county office of education. A copy of the school's draft learning continuity plan that was posted to the school's website 72 hours prior to the public hearing held during the August regular public board meeting. The website has since been updated to reflect the final learning continuity plan being presented to the board for their review and approval. The additional timeline of public hearing and vote was intended to allow for communication of decisions that will guide how instruction will occur during the 2020-21 2021 school year. This includes in-person instruction. Please keep in mind, though, that as a fully virtual school, Mission Academy does not have in-person instruction. According to health guidance and distance learning, while providing critical opportunities for stakeholder engagement. Our plan was updated based on feedback from the public. We included more support for our teachers with resources, more communication with our parents, as requested by the parents, and also more communication with students and helping them better schedule their time, and to also utilize our resources more effectively around counseling and student retention. Does the board have any questions regarding the learning continuity plan?
No, but thank you for putting so much effort into it, Christine. I know it's a lot of work, and you guys do such great job. I really appreciate the work that you put into it. It's quite a bit.
Any other board members? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Board Member George.
Go ahead.
John George moved and Claudette Beck second.
Yes.
So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilburn?
Aye.
Let's pass unanimously. So now we're on B. The board will be asked to approve the charter hardship waiver policy for students who are overage, credit sufficient, and at risk of not graduating due to circumstances related to COVID-19. The charter hardship waiver policy will be applied to seniors graduating in the 2020-21 school year. Do we have any questions on this? We had discussions in the past about it, but is anyone else who would like to ask more questions? Dr. Kasich?
No, board, I would just like to say that it took all your suggestions and feedback, and we created a nice little package to use with our counselors and our students so they understand the intent behind this hardship waiver, and we will be diligent and very cautious in our use of this waiver.
All right, and that's on pages 36 through 40. If anybody wants to look, there's an application that they have to fill out. If there are no other questions, can I have a motion and a second to approve B?
Bob Willebrand, motion.
Claudia Beck, second.
Bob Willebrand, motion. Claudia Beck, second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbraham?
Aye.
And so that passes unanimously. And we're excited about that and want to hear further discussions of it in our future board meetings. C, the board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Dr. Kasich.
So, board, I would like to defer to Tita Sharifi to explain the changes that have been made in the charter school accounting manual.
Thank you. Hello, board. So if you refer to the last page of your packet, there's that addition, a red line for the charter manual. It was a section that was requested by the area superintendents and then the school officials. So there's two sections that were added under the gift of public funds. One is for the HOPE program, and that's the pregnant parenting and students. And that section notes, I'll read that out. It says HOPE program students, support for personal care such as diapers, formulas, not exceeding $100 per student. And then the other section is due to the school receiving some donations that are restricted. This section was added. It says that restricted donations to support basic needs for students can be distributed based on the school guidelines for items such as food, transportation, school supplies, and such during COVID-19 pandemic, not exceeding $100, $150 in value per student. So that concludes my section. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
Any other questions from the board members? If not, can I get a motion and a second for C?
Mike Malloy makes a motion. Board Member Dorch, second.
Mike Malloy, motion, and John Dorch seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Willebrand, aye.
So C has passed unanimously. So now we're on six, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I was just sitting here thinking, we're working with Mission Academy, which is presenting virtual programs, and we are learning virtually. I kind of feel like a student there. Dr. Casey, I just thank you so much for the effort. We're supporting more students coming in and more coming in and graduating some. That's really progress. And I also want to congratulate Jenna Eunice for being the new principal. Good luck, young lady.
All right, Jerry.
Yeah, I just certainly appreciate everything Dr. Cassis has done for the program and the board. And just a big shout out and welcome to Jenna Eunice. Happy to have her on staff and excited to see the work that she will be able to do with the schools. Thank you.
All right, this is Carol Stanford. I want to welcome Jenna also and just say that I'm really excited the progress that we've made this year, and I can't wait till we can all get together in reality and have a real board meeting where we're all sitting down together. So looking forward to that. Anyone else? If not, can I have a motion and a second to adjourn?
Barbara Willebrand, motion.
Claudette Beck, I'll second.
Okay, so Barbara Willebrand, motion. Claudette Beck, second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are adjourned. Thank you all so much.